It is 7 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, and once again, it's Eamon with the wine of the week from Tops at Lifestyle. Welcome back, Eamon. I can't believe a week gone by.
It's
and
flying,
once
Dave.
Again, we are having a party in the studio. It's a wonderful way to celebrate the approach of the weekend.
Of the weekend, yeah. And with the big rugby game on Saturday, Dave, as well.
It's a huge game. And I think Bolito is going to be absolutely creaking at the seams.
I can see the green flags flying everywhere at the moment, Dave.
How did you feel after the first one?
I thought it was a very good game, but I thought the ref was a little bit... I don't know. I think he made one or two decisions maybe that he shouldn't have, but that's the game.
It's very difficult for you as a proud Irishman and a supporter of the Springboks. It must be very difficult.
It is. I'm torn in half, Dave. I don't know what to do.
Well, either way you win, eh?
Yes.
Right, let's get on to the more important issue at hand, and that is the Villafonte Seriously Old Dirt 2021. It's a wine that we actually are familiar with, because it wasn't long ago, I think, that we had a look at it first. But it was such a good look that we decided a good idea to bring it back again, because you weren't here that day. And, you know, we need your unique perspective on things to make it official.
To make it official of what it is. I just loved this wine, Dave, when I was first introduced it 2 years ago, when I was talking to Mike Ratcliffe, who basically owns the farm. He used to be previously owned Warwick Wine Estate with his mother way back over 20 years ago.
Ah.
And what caught me the most was the story behind the label that's on the wine. Not to mention it's a Cabernet led blend, but the label is such a stunning little label that's on the front, very basic. But what it is, it's a crosscut of the Villafonte soils on the label, and a lot of people don't know that. They look at it and say, oh, well, it's what is it? It's stones. And I says, no, it's a cross section of the soil that the vines are grown in, and it's one of the oldest soils in Southern Hemisphere, Dave, at the farm.
Really?
So that's what I believe Mike has told me that. And
so you're tasting antiquity.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes, I don't know how we find any bits of dinosaurs.
Well, there might well be trace elements of the original creatures that roamed there.
But it's you've probably tasted it already. I've tasted it 2 years ago with Mike at a trade show, and I fell in love with it then, and I still think it's a brilliant wine. We're going to be tasting it at 21. It's Cabernet led.
Cabernet led, that means it's predominantly Cabernet.
Predominantly Cab. So it's got that real fruit. Everything is hand-picked. It's all hand-picked. The maceration of this wine on where it goes into new oak and then second fill oak, it just bends my mind how these winemakers make such stunning wines in the cellar.
And it is, when you say Cabernet-led, Cabernet Sauvignon, 80%, but then there's an 8% Malbec, 2% Merlot, and a Cabernet Franc, which Cabernet I'm unfamiliar Franc. With, completely unfamiliar. Is that a French Cabernet? Well, a French original, it must be Franc.
Franc.
Originally from France, imported to the Cape. And giving you 2%, so they've just kind of tweaked it a little with a number of different varietals, giving you the unique perspective. What we're going to do is open up that bottle and pour a wee dram, so that we can taste it and tell you whether you're going to be delighted or whether we think you should give this one a skip. How about we'll roll a little music while we pour, and we'll be back on the other side of this.
It's too late.
Cars, taking you back a little there, Eamon. You were a youngster when that was a hit.
Geez, I used to drive a motorcycle back then, Dave.
And it brings back those memories. I mean, the music does that, hey?
It does.
Brings back memories more vividly than photographs, more vividly than anything else. That's wonderful. That's why we love the music we play on 88. But we even more do we love the seriously old dirt from Villa Fonte, the 2021. Now, the tasting notes here explain that it displays a bright garnet red color, and it is an intriguing color. It's deeper, and it's more lustrous than many reds that you might pour. But that's not really ultimately where the excitement comes from. The excitement, I think, comes from the fact that the taste and the flavor unfolding with fresh plum, black raspberry, mulberry, and ripe strawberry. I mean, it really does sound like a magnificent combination of those dark fruit flavors. And it's certainly beautifully intertwined with the subtle spicy notes of shaved nutmeg and dried sage. Well, there it is for the aficionado that understands what this is all about. I particularly enjoy the smoothness on the palate. It is like silk, and they describe the silky texture, luxuriously coating with a silky texture from the fore palate, broadening onto the mid palate, and finishing with layered richness. Now, all of that simply means that there is no harshness at all.
No tannin.
Absolutely smooth and totally satisfying. A line of fresh acidity that adds energy to the medium-bodied wine. They talk about soft, silky tannins. Well, we just said there aren't any. You probably might detect once it's got a little bit of air, maybe a little bit more of the silky tannins. But as far as drinking straight out of the bottle without it breathing much at all, if any, no, not really. I've been swirling it around to try and give it a little bit of air. It is absolutely delightful. What sort of price point are we talking about here?
Dave, because of the quantities that they make at the farm, it's premium wine, where it comes with a premium price of £279, £280 a bottle.
Okay, so this is a special occasion, and if you're well healed enough to have a special occasion every day, why not? Well, why not? It is that good. It's that kind of wine. It'd be magnificent on any occasion. But I would imagine for the epicure among us, it'd be a very good wine to drink with certain dishes. I would imagine the meatier the better.
The meatier, yeah, definitely. I would ribeye, possibly, yeah, rump steak.
I was just thinking also in terms of what is on the menu in winter particularly, and although we don't really have the kind of winters they're having in the Cape right now, we still it's cold enough to turn out a really good oxtail or something like that.
Yes,
and wouldn't this be an ideal companion?
I think you hit the nail on the head there, Dave. Nice pikey.
Well, there it is.
Nice pikey pot. Donut oxtail.
Absolutely. For those that are in the league that can enjoy this as a regular tipple, good for you. For those that need a kind of special occasion temptation, look no further. For the special occasion, for the wine drinker that enjoys the combination we've been talking about, the Villa Fonte Seriously Old Dirt 2021 is an absolute gem of if you were to lay down the 2021 for a year or two more, would it improve?
It will, Dave, yeah. I would even go further. This wine will develop a lot further, even 5, 10 years.
Wow, so it would add to your cellar right now. The price point that we're talking, it's going to be an investment, not only in terms of its enjoyment, but in terms of its value as well.
Value as well.
Yeah, good idea. Now, is this going to be available at all as a taster at Lifestyle Tops?
Dave, last week we did one, and we did Optima last week. It went very well for us. That's also premium. So the Villa Fonte, because of the price of the wine and people who have never tried it before, yes.
Oh.
We are going to do it on tasting Saturday and Sunday.
Wow. Well, this is a special occasion. Yes. Folks, make a point of popping along to Tops at Lifestyle on Saturday or Sunday between 12 and 2, where you will get an opportunity to sample a real premier wine and a real treat. And you'll then understand, I think, why it is that we have looked back again at the Villefontaine Seriously Old Dirt 2021, because it's an absolute gem of a wine and available now at Tops at Lifestyle. You will not be disappointed. And I think there it is for another week, while we enjoy the wine of the week with Eamon, and the Tops at Lifestyle gives you so much more than simply the our selection. There is the wine of the week, of course, is there, but so much more to explore in the expert company of Eamon and his team, who guide you through to find the profile that suits you, because everyone's an individual after all, and certainly we can refine exactly what you're looking for when you are in the company of people that know. So we'll catch up again in a week's time, and look forward to that. You're on the afternoon show on Radio Life and Style from the center of Melito.